into a long count. Straightens up. Takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Patrick Robinson!
Joining us for this week's tape study is Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Coach, welcome
Thank
back
you.
To the show once
Thank
again.
You. I appreciate it.
All right, big game this past week. First of all, congratulations
Thank you.
On winning
Thank
the
you.
NFC.
Thank you.
And big plays all around.
Yeah.
None other than this big interception from Patrick Robinson that really turned the momentum in the game and tied the score up 7-7.
Yeah, you know, the Vikings took the opening kickoff, went right down the field, scored on their opening possession. You're kind of going, oh, boy. But our defense really settled in after that, and this kind of got everybody jump-started right here. And defensively, obviously, everything starts with the four-man rush, and you got the great pressure by Chris Long and be able to hit Case right on the shoulder area right there. You can see that kind of hitting him right there. And then Patrick Robinson, you know, we run this route too. It's just a simple drive concept right here. You take off. You're trying to hit this corner route with Adam Thielen. And with the arm getting hit and 21, Patrick Robinson underneath it, doom.
Yeah.
You know, something bad is going to happen. Something great for us, bad for the offense. And Patrick does a great job securing the catch. And then he got some great blocks down the field to get us into the end zone.
And these returns aren't easy. Great job by the guys not getting any block in the backs or anything
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, exactly. And this really was the key. Even though Darby ends up kind of on his back, he does a great job of making 21 McKinnon right there just delay a little bit and get Patrick into the end zone. Great job by our defense getting us back in this football game.
All right, then the big plays started coming on the offensive side of the ball. And here's a key play. Alshon Jeffery, big play. But talk about Nick Foles in the pocket and really being aware of what's going on down the field also.
Yeah, Nick did a great job on this play and all game long did a great job with his eyes down the football field. You know, if everything starts with the D-line, with pass rush, it starts with the O-line, obviously, in pass protection and backs are included. So we're in a long yardage situation right here. We're trying to get the first down and all that. And really the whole play is designed for this side of the field is what we're trying to get accomplished. You can tell by Nick's eyes right here on the play. But he does a great job. Big V did a great job all night long on a fine defensive end here. He does get shoved right back into Nick right here, but Nick does a great job of hanging in the pocket. Big, strong, physical guy that Nick is. One thing I will tell Nick is to make sure he's got two hands on the ball and not the one, because it could have been disastrous for us. But he does a great job of avoiding, sliding to his left, and then down the field right here, Alshon gets in behind the defense for a big touchdown play. Great job by these two guys making a play. But we knew offensively that we were going to have to create some chunk plays in our passing game. You know, it was going to be hard to run the ball, but we knew we were going to have to do some of this kind of stuff, and the guys did it right here with the protection, with Nick, and then the final result there with Alshon.
Nice job of Alshon adjusting on that route.
Yeah.
Once he saw Nick in a little bit of trouble here. Big third down conversion here. Talk about Zach Ertz and the night that he had, but really the protection. Corey Clement here watching this blitz. We broke this down on film last week, Coach. This double A gap Minnesota likes to use, bringing the guy off the edge. Seems like we were well prepared for it.
Yeah, we were. We were. And this is something that we kind of pride ourselves. We know you play a Mike Zimmer defense, you're going to get this style on third down. And really you can kind of see the fourth element here. And there's another guy over here. So we call these birds. So you got one, two, three, you got four by four. So we just call them birds. And then everything kind of hinges off of his point, his call. He does a great job right here. And then the backs. The second most important guy on these is the back. And he needs to really understand where the point is, the communication up front. And he's going coast to coast on these particular pass protections right here. I'm going to tell you something. Deuce does a great job of coaching these guys up. He's seeing it. The fourth element bailed. And now he knows he's responsible for 22 on the backside. And here he goes in protection. Great pickup, allowed Nick this nice window right here to be able to step up. Ertz is wrapping himself in here. Completion, get the first down.
Nice job, Nick, climbing the pocket.
Yep, and that's something we even talked to Nick about. They're up the field guys, and their DNs are going to rush up the field. Let's make sure we push back up inside the pocket.
And then I kind of figured you might have something in the bag, Coach, we hadn't seen all year. You bring out the flea flicker. Talk about what went into this play.
This play here, I've had this play drawn on my board now for probably 8 or 9 weeks, and each week we try to find ways to maybe get it in the game plan. You know, these plays, though, you just don't call these things. You got to set this up with this type of formation, a run formation, or maybe another play action pass or something that you can use. And so I just felt it was the right time of the game. We had just crossed the 50-yard line. If we hit it, it's a big play. It could break their back. And sure enough, man, great protection. Got a little bit of a high toss back to Nick, but he does a great job here. Torrey on the outside, just kind of lulling 26 to sleep. Same way with Alshon on the deep cross. And then here we go. Great job stepping up. And I'm going to tell you something. You can't put this ball in any better spot than Nick did. Torrey finishing this play. You know, if you remember the second play of the game, he had a much similar play that was contested that kind of slipped our grasp. He was determined to make this play right here, and this was a backbreaker for them.
It was. Big catch there. Great throw from Nick at the end of that play there, Coach. Yeah. Great game. Next game, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Thank you.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.